amazing love, January 2, that we should be called the sons of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. 1 John 3:1. As John thought of the love of Christ, he was led to exclaim, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. People think it a privilege to see a royal personage, and thousands go great distances to see one. How much greater it is to be sons and daughters of the Most High. What greater privilege could be conferred on us than to be given entrance into the royal family? In order to become the sons and daughters of God, we must separate from the world. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, the Lord says, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. There is a heaven before us, a crown of life to win, but to the overcomer only is the reward given. He who gains heaven must be clothed with the robe of righteousness. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. In the character of Christ there was no discord of any kind, and this must be our experience. Our lives must be controlled by the principles that controlled his life. Through the perfection of the sacrifice given for the guilty race, those who believe in Christ, coming unto him, may be saved from eternal ruin. Let no one be so deluded by the enemy as to think that it is a condescension for any man, however talented or learned or honored, to accept Christ. Every human being should look to heaven with reverence and gratitude and exclaim with amazement, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.